This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Eggert.
I'm Jonathan All.
And I'm Will Buss.
Will is the director of student publications at Western Illinois University, a job you took at the beginning of this calendar year. And one of your duties is overseeing, I guess, or serving as the faculty advisor for the Western Courier, which publishes a hard copy 3 days a week during the school year. During the summer, it's a purely online publication as news merits it, which sort of then segues into our topic for today, which is digital fatigue.
As there's more demand for online because the consumers demand it, I came across an interesting article that I thought was interesting that suggests – it was an editor and publisher recently – that suggests how – consumers are becoming so fatigued with the amount of online journalism that's available. They quoted a statistic that say every 5 seconds there's 85 new web pages being uploaded. And it's not that we need that much more information. Now we can be more that more selective. Mm-hmm. And that's where this article suggests this is where possibly print can come back in and save the day, bring this old staple back in. Something that was reliable. You know, the internet can be anyone can put anything on the internet, as Bill Maher once said. It's a bathroom wall. And
yeah, apparently that's true of 85 new web pages that are being created that frequently.
Absolutely. And I think there needs to be – this is a print's opportunity to maybe reestablish a trust with the consumers and making this something that is something that's more reliable. The article goes on to say how Newsweek, for example, that went solely online, has actually brought back their print product as a boutique item, so to speak, to maybe reestablish that trust. They're seeing an opportunity here because of this suggested fatigue.
I think the fatigue is real, and I think that there's a couple of different ways to look at it, and I think editor and publisher did maybe a little bit of a self-serving job of saying that print was part of it. But I think more than the medium is the idea that there would be someone you can trust to kind of cull all of this information, to edit, to compile, to put it. And that's where I think the traditional print newspaper was at its best, when you kind of knew that you know, here's what's going on locally, regionally, nationally, sports, entertainment, in that one package that all came to you. Now, I don't know if we're headed towards that package being an actual thing printed on paper. It may be a download. It may be something that people consume on tablets or something where it's easier to incorporate the visual elements like still photography that unfortunately takes a hit when you are looking at stories on a phone or smaller device. But I think that what I got out of that was that the idea that you don't have to follow 18,000 different web pages or Twitter accounts or Facebook feeds, that newspapers or your local broadcaster or whoever could somehow come back in the idea that we're going to give you the one package. You don't have to worry about 24-hour news. Here's something that's going to give you a good idea of what's going on in your world.
I'm not sure if I bought their sales pitch here. I don't know if we're going to see a paradigm shift going back the other way per se. But they seem to suggest, and what caught my attention as a longtime newspaper reporter, is that this might be a viable option once again. Again, I'm not sure if I buy that, but I think it's viable to maybe have all those options available, both print and online, because I think we still have subscribers out there that tend to be the older sect that still want that, and that's why that still exists. But coming from a newspaper company just months before coming to the campus, where we had a company, it was a large company, it was McClatchy Newspapers, one of the largest in the country, and they made no bones about it. They said within the past couple of years, our sole focus, our main focus is online, developing online content, interactive content, video. Yes, the print will still be a product, but they definitely put more emphasis within the past couple of years when I was there on online journalism.
And go ahead.
Well, was that good? I mean, do you think it worked out, or did you think that they were playing into the digital fatigue that editor and publisher alludes to?
I think they were playing into the more sort of the digital fatigue because everyone else was doing it. I think it was very kind of PAC journalism-like, if I could extend that and to say it that way. But it just seemed to be where the market was going, and we were going to be part of that market, and we weren't going to be left behind. So, no, I would agree it was more that kind of a trend more mm-hmm. than anything else.
I would point out not everyone has a smartphone or some other type of device. I think we sometimes take for granted that we all have these various ways to look at online content, but not everyone has that access in the U.S. or certainly around the globe. And so I think there is a place still for some sort of print publications. Also, Will, you had mentioned at McClatchy producing a lot of online content, including video. Is online video by newspaper reporters really necessary? Are they really providing videos that are worth watching?
In my opinion, I thought what we were producing videos for the sake of just producing video, to give something visual on the website for the readers that went online. I don't even think the video was always very of high quality. I think editors were just asking for something to put online, whether it just be a speech or something, a stand-up that someone was the mayor after a city council meeting, a coach after a game or something of that nature. But it wasn't necessarily well done or put together. It was just for the sake of putting a video online. And I thought it needed to be a little bit more thought out and composed a little bit better. And, I'm not sure we were getting all that many. And frankly, I don't think we were getting that many hits to the interviews that we had online or the video. And so there's definitely a growth curve, an adjustment there, since we were, as journalists, I was a traditionally trained journalist who was just learning on the fly.
Yeah, I think that video needs to almost be a separate narrative that from the story. Like you say, not just a video of a speech, but something that enhances the text story that someone's looking at on a website.
With all due respect to Marshall McLuhan, I don't think the medium is the message anymore. I think that since the online has completely flattened all differentiation between any different kind of media, that quote isn't applicable anymore. And I think, and I hope, I don't know if this is somewhere between I think and I hope, is that the focus is going to return back to quality writing, great storytelling, a dogged pursuit of the facts, bringing new information to light, and then presenting it in a way that fits with modern society's way that they want to consume that product. But it won't be about let's get something online, let's make sure it's mobile friendly. It'll be, do we have talented people writing good stories, getting good information, and doing it in a way that's appealing to people?
You add a couple more things to that, and you'd have a nice BuzzFeed list right there, Jonathan.
You won't believe what happened
yes.
next.
Yes.
All right. Hey, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.